Well, hello and welcome to Conversations with Cochran, a podcast by the Early Career Professionals Network. Sometimes you might hear this referred to as ECPN. My name is Neil Christopher. I am a psychiatrist and addiction medicine physician in Southern California. And this is our first episode, and I want to go ahead and have some other introductions. Elpida, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, Neil. Yes. So my name is Elpida Bunzulaki. I'm a postdoctoral epidemiologist, and I work for the Leicester Real World Evidence Unit at the Diabetes Research Center at the University of Leicester.
And Santiago Castillo. I am a lecturer at Oxford and postdoc in the US at Yale. I have been working with Elpida for the last couple of months in the Early Career Professional Network. And nice to meet you, Neil.
Now, we are an academic podcast affiliated with Cochrane, so I don't have any ethical or academic disclosures to make. Do either of you?
Not for my case.
Not in my case either.
Thank you guys so much for introducing yourselves. Now, normally you may find me not appearing on some of the episodes as I will be serving as a podcast engineer primarily and in the background. I may serve as an occasional co-host as well. Elpida, would you like to introduce what your role is going to be?
So I'm a member of the Cochrane Early Career Professionals Network steering group for a year now. And the next year, I will be taking over as chair from Santiago, who's with us today. And I will be the podcast host for this podcast. So nice to meet you, everyone. And I hope you stick around and follow us through our journey with this podcast.
Very good. Santiago, is there anything else you wanted to say about what you've done in the past with this group?
Yeah, so firstly, I think this group started with a series of interviews from Cochrane, I think like 4 years ago, 30 under 30. And then the people that Cochrane interviewed with organized this group. And the first chair was Robin, who at some point we might invite as well. And after Robin, he was a chair for 2 years. I took over his role. And then the next 2 years are almost finishing, and Elpida will take over the place, the role. And so what we have been doing, so I think the group has at least two main focus. One is learning and skills, like how can we train young researchers that are interested in clinical epidemiology, or particularly in that we share the belief of the Cochrane dream, like creating these summaries of evidence in order to improve health. So one goal is the training, get more accessible journal clubs and accessible means to know more about epidemiology and Cochrane methods. And the other point is about networking and about seeing each other's faces and trying to understand how does the Cochrane collaboration works, which is a very big collaboration, sometimes very difficult to understand in the organization, but this is also something that we have been learning by conforming this group. So hopefully maybe one day we will be able to take other roles within the collaboration. That I think that already happened. We have some members of the steering group that they are in the editorial board and as well at the Cochrane Council. So, and I guess this is it.
Thank you so much. Now, Elpida, before you started moving into leadership with this group, you started out as a Cochrane volunteer, just like everyone else. Why did you choose to join and volunteer for Cochrane?
So that's a really, I think, like interesting question to talk about, because we've been around in the group for, like, I've been around the group for a while now, like it's a year, and Santiago has been here for longer. So I'm really glad to be part of this group. I had the opportunity to meet a lot of like-minded people who share the Cochrane dream, as Santiago has said, and be part of a strong network of researchers. And by doing all this volunteering, my long-term goal is to eventually become a leader in evidence-based health. And so by doing this work, I think I'll have the opportunity to develop all the skills that are required for me to become that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And for myself, personally, as a practicing physician in a couple of areas, you know, Cochrane serves as one of those organizations that we trust as the final answer for a summary of the state of the current evidence. And I wanted to volunteer myself to become more of a participant and researcher in that process, hopefully with systematic reviews, as I am also involved in educating future physicians. And so that's why I chose to join as well. Been here less than either of you, but thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. Alpita, would you like to explain perhaps a little bit more detail? What exactly is the Cochrane Early Career Professionals Network?
Thanks, Neil. So I think we've mentioned a few things about the group so far. There's loads of information about us on the web. We'll be talking about this in more detail now. So Cochrane Early Career Professionals Network is a group of researchers and clinicians all over the world. Some people are involved in both research and clinical practice. So it's not just researchers or just clinicians. And the aim of this group is to promote the active involvement of everyone who is an early career professional in shaping the mission and the vision of Cochrane. So as it has already been mentioned, we all share the Cochrane dream and we want more early career professionals to be involved in the Cochrane mission.
And Santiago, could you illustrate us what has been the mission and vision and previous goals of the group?
I guess as any new or relatively new group, it's always difficult to have specific goals and activities to follow. So we have been trying a bit of a multiple project kind of exploration. So we have conducted some series of journal clubs in multiple languages where people can just join and learn about some specific topics. We invite different speakers. That has been one project. We try to be active on social media and Twitter, for example, so to share and support other Cochrane groups that are developing methods, for instance. In addition, we had the newsletter, bi-monthly newsletter journal club, where we had people that sing in and we shared information that we believe that is relevant for them. And I think this has been the most at the moment. So you are starting this new project, very exciting. So maybe you can talk about this as well. I guess the vision that I have been trying to get to the group, following Robin's example, is to be able to be seen by the Cochrane collaboration, but also by other young researchers in the world. I know that there are some countries, for instance, in some areas in Mexico where I'm from, where finding evidence sometimes is difficult, and decision making in the clinic also can be, and so maybe getting the evidence more accessible to every person that is in the position of making important decisions, it's all something that we are interested to achieve at some point. Maybe the how is something that we could all try to share and discuss, but that's how it is. Maybe you can tell us about this new podcast project.
Right. Alpita, anything you want to add about where you see the mission, vision, and goals going in the near future?
So first of all, I wanted to say that Santiago has done a fantastic job. I've been a member for a year now, and like Santiago has been chair for that year, and what has been achieved by the group is fantastic, and I'm really excited to be taking over at the moment. So obviously Santiago has mentioned everything that has been achieved, but we hope to achieve so much more in the future. One main thing I wanted to mention is that this is the first podcast the Early Career Professionals Network has had. So that was a new idea that we thought about last year. So what we want to see in the future is more ideas for more members. So we welcome more members. We want you to join us and we want you to bring new ideas in the group, all of your ideas are welcome. We can sit down and discuss these ideas, and maybe more projects will come up. So we're looking forward to hearing your ideas. That's the main thing that we're looking forward to. Also, we're hoping to broaden our network. We want to exchange ideas and network with other organizations, being Cochrane Early Career Professionals Network. We want to network with other organizations and groups. So that's something we also look forward to do in the future.
And I just wanted to add that I can serve as the technical expert for some of these ideas for future episodes. So those of you listening, if you have some ideas, run those by Elpida in the future, and I can help assist with the technical expertise to make some of those episodes happen.
Thank you so much, Neil.
I guess some challenges that we will face, as we have been facing in the past, is the persistency of the projects that we started. For instance, I started the journal club, and at the moment we have not had any for the last couple of months. So these are challenges that I guess we will face, but if we are together and we have more people, that a lot of people contacted us, that they are very willing to participate, we will try to face these challenges and to get around and improve.
Thank you, Santiago. Is there anything else that you wanted to highlight from the past that you're particularly proud of?
I guess something that surprised me a lot is that people from all around the world contacted very often, like maybe an email every 2 weeks or a week. And people very well trained, with a lot of motivation, very keen to start new projects, research, or just to know more. So this for me is particularly motivating and touching, because it implies that there is this energy in the world that we need to, in some way, to capitalize. The house, that's we don't know how, but there's a lot of people out there. And I guess at some point we will find the good means to get to different goals and shared goals.
Now, Elpida, could you briefly describe what you're hoping to achieve in the future?
So as I said before, I'm hoping for this group to grow. I'm hoping for this group to welcome all the new members that are about to join. So if you're somewhere out there listening to us, please contact us. Please join our group. Please bring your ideas over. We really want to hear them, and we want to work with you. So my main thing is I want more people to join our group. I want more people to bring their ideas to us. And other than that, I'm hoping that, as Santiago has said, I'm hoping for us to learn from the things we did well, to learn from the things we didn't do well as well, because that's the most important thing, to work together, to learn from each other. I'm taking over Santiago as a chair, and I've learned so much from him. The next person who takes over from me hopefully will have the opportunity to learn from me. And as we work together, we exchange skills, because everyone brings a different skill set here. So I'm hoping that we can exchange skills, develop new skills, and we all work collaboratively as a team, and by sharing our passion for improving evidence-based health.
Well, thank you both so much for this episode. We are simply a group of people growing in our careers, trying to learn and do research according to this Cochrane dream. Santiago, appreciate your leadership and accomplishments in the past. Elpida, look forward to working with you as we create something new and accomplish some of these goals together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Neil. And thank you very much, Elpida.
Thank you, and hopefully everyone will stick around, as we have some exciting speakers joining for the next episode. So we'll be talking about some interesting topics specific to early career professionals or people just interested in Cochrane in general. So if you're interested in sticking around and hearing about what we have to say, we look forward to that.
Well, thank you for joining us for our first episode of Conversations with Cochrane.